From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, a special report on the mystical powers of crystal skulls. Looking forward to that. Here's what's happening. Well, here we go again. Now more than 3,000 cases of bagged salad blends were recalled by Taylor Farms Retail due to worries about possible salmonella contamination. There have been no reported illnesses yet linked to the recalled products. The bagged salad products include those with best buy dates ranging from October 18th to the 21st. They were marketed under the brand names Fresh Selections, HEB, Marketside, and Taylor Farms, and included bags of romaine blend, Asian salad, Caesar salad, and spring mix items. The products were distributed in Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Kentucky, Missouri, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, Washington, Puerto Rico, and sold in various retail supermarkets. Jeff Nelken, food safety expert. Jeff, I'm getting to the point where I'm not confident in our commercial food industry anymore. What about you?
Well, George, you know, here's an example again that they're going to have to do an investigation, because the salmonella variety that they're finding, you know, carriers include, you know, it could be animals in the area, it could be human involved. So we're going to have to take a look at this one. But if anyone has any symptoms, you know, bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, vomiting, they definitely should call their physicians. Infection rate usually within 6 to 72 hours and lasts usually 3 to 7 days. But what I would like to add, you know, just to finish up on the cantaloupe story that we talked about a little bit earlier, that what they found was some of the equipment was not cleaned properly.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
As well as they did not put any antimicrobial chemicals into the water to kill bacteria.
Well, here we go again. Looks like another mistake by mankind. Jeff, thanks so much. The reeling housing market has come to this. Listen to this. To shore it up, two senators introducing a bipartisan bill that would give residents visas to foreigners who spend at least $500,000 to buy houses in the U.S. Foreigners have accounted for a growing share of home purchases in South Florida, Southern California, Arizona, and other hard-hit markets. Chinese and Canadian buyers, among others, are taking advantage not only of the big declines in the U.S. home prices and reduced competition from Americans, but also because of favorable foreign exchange rates. So they're basically saying, hey, we're going to give you legal resident status if you buy a house worth $500,000 or more. Well, it's finally happened. Libya's ex-leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, has been killed after an assault on his birthplace. Let's go to Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. Well, we know this one's dead, Greg, don't we?
We do, and, you know, there are reports, and they're investigating this, that this could be a possible war crime. He was alive when they captured him and ended up in pictures dead not long after he was captured. I actually saw a video of him tonight on the BBC of him walking, and he was obviously captured, disheveled, but he was alive, very much alive. He was walking. So a lot of reasons why, you know, NATO and folks would like to have him dead. I mean, would a war crime trial with Muammar Gaddafi, you know, expose the U.K. for the dealings they did with the Lockerbie bomber that they brought into Libya? Would the United States be exposed in terms of him, you know, calling into question all these al-Qaeda fighters and people who are loyal to the Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, there is a big faction over there that the al-Qaeda fighters, no question about it. And so my question is, did the NATO, and basically the U.S. is NATO, did we give al-Qaeda their own country? Did we use them to overthrow a dictator? And there's also another thing, that Gaddafi wanted to start trading oil in some sort of gold-backed currency, which, of course, to anyone producing a fiat currency, the dollar, the pound, the euro, they wouldn't really like that if you had introduced a gold-backed currency and sold your oil into the world stage with it.
Was he killed by rebel Libyans? Who killed him? Do we
yes,
know?
And the rebels have a strong link to al-Qaeda. And this is what's the scary part. There are a lot of different factions over there fighting for power. You're seeing all the celebration and jubilant joys and all that. But, you know, I mean, Barack Obama, the president, said, you know, a dark shadow of tyranny has been lifted, but there may be a darker, deeper, longer shadow of, we could have created a state that is has be heavily influenced by al-Qaeda.
All right, Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com, his website, part of our Twitter feed. An Atlanta woman says she was mistakenly imprisoned for 53 days because police confused her for someone else with the same first name. Teresa Culpepper says she called police to report that her truck had been stolen back in August. But when they showed up at her home, they arrested her. They thought that whatever the crime was committed by another Teresa. Well, we had that earthquake in Hawaii, 4.6. Now a small and rare South Texas earthquake has shaken homes outside of San Antonio. This one, too, a 4.6. Who watches the earthquakes for us? None other than geologist Jim Berkland. Jim, this the season for earthquakes, I guess, huh?
Big time. Now, March, April, and October are the three big earthquake months for sure in the Bay Area. And I haven't done a thorough study worldwide, but it's quite clear that these months near the equinoxes seem to pick up excessive quakes. Now, this is really unusual. They're down in San Antonio, 4.8, and 4.8 there in Hawaii. And then, of course, here in the Bay Area, we've had just two fours just about 6 hours apart. That's pretty rare because going back to 1937, I only see 16 four-magnitude quakes on the Hayward Fault. And they haven't had any big ones. This time, I'm a little bit concerned about the Hayward Fault giving us a swarm. And I'm also still concerned about Hawaii. They've had a swarm of hundreds of small quakes.
Yeah, on the Big Island, and I've got some friends there. They're very concerned.
Yes, they should be.
All right, Jim.
And the big windows are opening. They're huge windows. They're opening on the 24th through Halloween.
Here we go. Spell the website, Jimmy.
Syzygy Job, Syzygyjob. If you want a sample copy of my newsletter, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to Jim Berkland, 1177 Chauvet Road, Chauvet. And that's in Glen Ellen, California, 95442.
Super. And if you miss it, it's on his website. And you'll find that on our Twitter feed as well. Well, tomorrow, this could be the end. According to Harold Camping, the 90-year-old was the one who said, May 21st, hey, that's Judgment Day. Well, then he changed the date when May 21st came and went and nothing happened. But now he says, it's October 21st. It's going to happen on Friday. Well, I'll be here doing open lines on Coast to Coast, and I hope you will be too, but some may be raptured away. You never know. Gardasil, the controversial drug that took the early Republican presidential debates by storm, is back in the news as newly unearthed documents apparently reveal 26 additional deaths associated with a shot designed to help prevent young women from getting a sexually transmitted disease that can lead to cervical cancer. The public interest group Judicial Watch has obtained the documents through the Freedom of Information Act from the FDA, detailing reports of harmful reactions to the vaccination for the human HPV. Up next, Dr. Len Horowitz joins us. We'll get some more information on this story on Coast to Coast AM. Coast to Coast, I'm George Norrie. We've got Dr. Len Horowitz with us this hour. This is a very important story. WorldNet Daily broke it originally. Some girls were saying, for example, my headache's about to explode. They just dropped dead. Leonard, this is a serious story, and I assume it was buried by Big Pharma once again, huh?
They always tend to do that, George. You know that. They suppress all the alternative therapies, and they give you the garbage.
Well, they sure do. What do we know about Gardasil, Len?
Well, we know to date there's been about 21,000 reports of adverse events over 2,000 hospitalizations, 8,000 emergency room visits. So there have been close to 100 people who have died. And that is based on actually less than probably 10% of the data, because 90% of the data always is missing in vaccine injuries.
Well, they do too. Now, what would you recommend to parents who are a little concerned? They think they want to give their daughters this vaccination, and now this story's starting to come out. You know, I had heard just months and months ago that there could have been a problem with this. I did not know about these deaths until just recently. But what is a parent to do now, Len?
Well, I think right now we're all in sad shape. I think really you're looking at, for example, Rick Perry, Texas, and Jerry Brown mandating these ridiculous laws that state that the children 12 years old are going to decide on their own, forget the parents, and that there is no way in hell that they could have adequate informed consent. The vaccine issues are so intense. The knowledge and intelligence one needs, you really need beyond a medical degree to really understand immunology. So to have 12-year-olds make the decision is beyond appalling. It is grossly demonic. So we parents find ourselves in this situation where we've got both left and right wingers, Republican and Democrats, playing ball for the same big pharma cartel, and that we're losing everything. We're losing our children. We're losing our rights. What happened to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness? And what about health? And what about body sovereignty? And what about child abuse? What about injecting children, abusing them with biochemical weapons of mass destruction and gross degradation of their own mental capacities? Look at the aluminum. Look at the other ingredients in these. Many of these illnesses are neurological impairments. So what are we to parents to do? I think, number one, we got to pray. But I think beyond that, I think we need to totally support every single alternative politician that's out there. I think we ought to kick them all out. I think we ought to do worse than that. I think we ought to jail them all.
Well, you're probably close. You know, thank God we've got, you know, organizations like Judicial Watch that launched a comprehensive investigation into this drug, this vaccine. Merck apparently had a major lobbying effort with state legislatures trying to get them to impose these requirements that girls be given their product. I mean, absolutely unbelievable, Len.
Yes, it is. It's disgusting, and it's right in your face. And I'm really thankful that Michelle Bachmann brought it up. Rick Perry was on the take from Merck. If people don't know who the Merck Pharmaceutical Company is, just remember they were full-fledged married partners to IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization that for all practical purposes was the Third Reich. The Rockefellers and basically the partnership between the Rockefeller Standard Oil Company involving the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, which was one of the main receivers of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II, when the president of the company was America's biological weapons industry director. So this is George W. Merck. The Merck Pharmaceutical Company, again, is not just one of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies. They're the most advanced in effecting genocide, with the most advanced genocidal weapons on planet Earth. That's vaccinations.
According to Reuters, they reported that as of this June, 35 million doses of Gardasil already dispensed just in the United States alone. Len, I assume this drug is being used worldwide, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, when you start to look at what it is, first of all, you realize that it's not even a virus. It's a laboratory mutant. They call it a virus-like particle, which is a genetic recombinant, which isn't really a natural infectious disease at all. They infect you. They inject you. That's why they call it Centers for Disease Control. They control the diseases. They don't prevent or cure the diseases. And they operate on behalf of Big Pharma and the global industrialists, currently aiming to reduce global populations, as you know, dramatically. At least 6 billion people have to go, according to these people. And vaccinations and this whole scam to bring left and right wingers behind paid off pharma whores, if you will, puppeteers, to bring about this genocide attacking our children and our families. It is beyond anything that you and I have ever seen in the history of the United States or freedom worldwide.
Well, we'll continue to bring these stories to the forefront along with you, Dr. Horowitz. You do yeoman's work, I'll tell you that. What's new with you these days, Len?
Oh, gee whiz. Besides a hostile takeover of my company and COINTELPRO operatives, you know, basically trying to put me out, we have had some terrific successes with bringing to the industry like alternatives to vaccinations. The OxySilver product is outstanding, and we've been making advances with 528. We launched the 528radionetwork.com. That's awesome. So we're making music in medicinal music vibration frequencies that have the capacity, when you use it with a silver hydrosol, to eliminate infectious diseases and put vaccinations completely out of business. course, all that's been suppressed, and we've been heavily targeted. It's been very, very challenging. We also advanced a product called Liquid Dentist, which you swish your mouth for 3 minutes and then swallow it, because your mouth has got more than 500 different strains of bacteria and countless viruses. When you swish with it, it basically breaks apart, oxygenates, and silver electrocutes all of the pathogens in your mouth, and you swallow it, and it becomes a natural nutritional immunization against virtually everything that the microbial, you know, the big pharma's drug cartel wants to inject you instead of naturally immunize you. And so we've been really pulling the rug out from underneath Big Pharma, and they've been heavily attacking me. They've been heavily attacking my companies. They've been heavily attacking my staff. They, in fact, even infiltrated my staff in Idaho and my family, and we're no longer even being engaged in business there because of it.
Oh, my God, Lynn. I didn't know it was getting that bad for you.
Oh, man, it's been intense, George. Very intense.
Let's tell you, do you have some time to talk about 528 and take some phone calls after the break with us?
Sure, be happy to.
Okay, 528. In that, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you look at the botanical world, we can learn a lot from it. If you study the geniuses that studied nature, such as Victor Schauberger, they all studied nature for the solutions for what ails humanity, including free energy. And so you look at the botanical world, everything in greenish yellow is celebrating 528 hertz frequency, which is the heart of the universe. In fact, in about 1 week, this is something else that's happened. My book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, is supposed to come out June 25th. It's gathering dust in a warehouse in Michigan. We've had to have two other printers print it and publish it. We're finally, thank God, getting it next week. And it goes into showing you the science and the math that will free us. It shall free us, George, from this enslavement to the drug cartel. Because it's so simple how everything actually works. Starting with, let's say, the sun, which is resonating hydrogen mostly. It's about 99.9% hydrogen. And it's putting out hydrogen with an electron that's vibrating, which you can actually see in a rainbow. The heart of a rainbow is greenish yellow. That's 528. There's 5,280 feet in a measured mile because of 528. Without 528, you'd have no circles, no sacred geometry whatsoever, huh. No pi, no phi, no Fibonacci series. So everything depends on 528, which, according to all the evidence, since it's resonating at the heart of everything, including your heart, it's pure love. And love is the universal healer. So we've been advancing the 528radionetwork.com and 528 Radio. You can go on the internet right now and listen to music transposed into 528. And musicians all around the world are getting it because they now realize that the standard tuning was instituted as an imposition for spiritual suppression by the Rockefeller Foundation, which in 1938 got the British Standards Institute to institutionalize A440 standard tuning, which in fact, when you play A440, it's the most dissonant sound and frequency scale that you can make to love. It is the it literally suppresses the heart chakra and everything else below it. And it stimulates ego. It's very distressing and stressful. Wow. So that's what they've done. And as an alternative to that, what we're advancing is medicinal music with a 528 love revolution.
Well, now, does it tune you up? What does it do to you physically, Len?
Well, it gives you the relaxation response instantly. Herbert Benson, Harvard colleague of mine, many years ago, published a book called The Relaxation Response, where he studied the physiology of the monks in Tibet and showed that they go into, in a meditative state, a relaxation response where their physiology and their breath expands, their heart rate is reduced. That's the kind of response that you get with a relaxation response and listening to 528 music versus a 440 standard tuning. And there's a lot I could tell you about that. Again, the book of 528, the book of 528.com is where people can get information about it. And they can order it. And before we get done, I'll give a toll-free number where people can get that book, too.
All right. Stay with us. Dr. Len Horowitz, our guest this hour.
He's going to take your phone calls. If you do have a question about Gardasil, this controversial drug, you might want to make a phone call to Len and also discuss with him some of the most incredible things he's done before. One of his first books, Emerging Viruses. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, the goal, 2,000 new Coast Insiders joining the club every month. That's 2,000 every month for less than 25 cents a day, where you can get downloads, podcasting, and all kinds of good things that the techies continue to work on. So just go to coasttocoastam.com. Top of the homepage to the right, you click Coast Insider. We're going to be back in a moment with Dr. Len Horowitz, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and we'll take your phone calls for the remaining portion of the hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, back with one of the pioneers, someone who's watching out for you, Dr. Len Horowitz. And, of course, we're going to talk about Gardasil and other issues that are directly related to Len's work. We'll take your calls as well. And, Len, I take it you don't tell anyone where you live anymore, do you?
Well, actually, not on Oahu, but in the Big Island. It's been pretty well publicized. That's where I am calling from, where you're calling me. And I didn't feel any earthquakes, George.
You're kidding. Wow, I was getting emails like crazy last night.
They had I missed it. I'm on the Big Island. I didn't get it.
This was up the 4.6 was like 13 miles from Waimea.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit north. That's north on the northern part of the island. I'm on the southeastern side.
I might have you go by and check out my studio. Make sure it's okay, Len. You
know, I'm looking forward to seeing you over
here. Yeah, I'm going to be doing. Looks like right after the first of the year, I'll spend some time there.
Wonderful. I'll look forward to seeing you.
Let's go to the phones. We will go to Santa Barbara, California first, west of the Rockies. Pasquale, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
George, thanks for taking my call. Mr. Horowitz, Dr. Horowitz, I have a question about Lyme disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, and that silver oxygen product that you sell, and I just wanted to give you a quick background. Was I saw something on an internet that a doctor who had 150 Lou Gehrig's patients did autopsies after they died and found they all had Lyme disease, and I'm kind of scared because I had Lyme disease and it was never cured.
Yeah, you know, I would try a couple different things. I would try the OxySilver, and if you have a good physician who can do intravenous, I would go to OxySilver Pro. I would work with a physician on that. If you can't, if you don't have that, just take the OxySilver orally. I would also investigate the bioenergetic machines, you know, the Rife machines. HealthyWorldStore.com has an excellent one. It's called the Miracle 6. It's really very, very effective. And what I would also recommend that you do, obviously, is boost or normalize your immunity every way possible, holistically. Alkalinity is vitally important for the expression of all of these viruses or infectious agents. Most of these illnesses are either laboratory creations, and most of them got into us in the form of vaccinations, and that the Lyme disease, the Borrelia, the variety of new types of viruses that cause these bizarre immune suppressions, and then the Lou Gehrig's is this autoimmune reaction. So you've got multiple infectious agents coupled with an autoimmune reactions from vaccinations primarily, whereby you've got to normalize or boost natural immunity. Ideally, holistically. That means physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. So that's a holistic approach to immunity, and that bioenergetics and oxygenation, those are steps 4 and 5 in what's called the Healing Celebrations Protocol. I have a 5-step. If you go to healingcelebrations.com, you can read about it. I have a book called Healing Celebrations. And there's 5 steps, starting with detoxification, and alkalinization. You can get control over the Lou Gehrig's types of autoimmune diseases, mm-hmm. again, by sedating, normalizing the immune system, by alkalinization and detoxification, remineralization, making sure that you've got the proper, good, high-quality minerals in your body, not table salt, poison. And that on top of that, you want to oxygenate. Every way you can get more oxygen into your body with those illnesses is extremely important. And then, as I mentioned, oxysilver is a bioenergetic resonating silver hydrosol, and it's the most powerful in the planet, really. It's a whole new type of product for eliminating infectious diseases. So that tells you to go to bioenergetics, the whole concept of what electrogenetics is all about. DNA is actually an antenna virtually to God. It sends sound and light signals that change everything. And everything, including yourself in health versus disease, can be manifested virtually miraculously if you put into your body the correct frequency vibrations. And that's why 528, you can't go wrong with it. A lot of people are saying weird things about it, but those guys are COINTELPRO. We've been heavily attacked. But I can tell you, science is hard and the mathematics don't lie. You know, you wouldn't, again, have a circle or pi or phi without 528, and we've got that proven. So if you put more love virtually, 528 frequency is pure tone love. Love is the universal healer. Water is the universal solvent. Your body's made mostly of seawater, mineralized water, and that the other 20% of your body is minerals, like lava rock. All the minerals on the planet come from lava rock. And so if you understand those simple things, how important water is, how important the energy component, the electrons that come from hydrogen in water, that is the spark of life. And if you can resonate that, vibrate that spark, that electron throughout your body through this piezoelectric matrix of ocean water in your body, then miracle healings are happening for a lot of us. And so that's what I would highly recommend. Get into the Healing Celebrations protocol.
All right, next up, let's go to Stephanie in Houston, Texas. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I am not saying anything political, but the thing with Rick Perry and that Gardasil, we didn't actually have to do it. He backed out. I was a middle school teacher at the time, and I have two teenage daughters. And when we went for our checkup with the daughters, it was a choice. And I told my daughter, actually, the vaccines that were of choice when she was 16 or 17 were the meningitis one, the one for that, Gardasil, and one for one of the hepatitises, I think C. No, A maybe? Anyway.
Probably C.
Okay. I said, you could get the hepatitis without ever knowing that you could get it. You know, it could be passed to you at a restaurant or whatever.
Sure. Dirty hands,
name it. And we've had a lot of meningitis breakouts at colleges, et cetera. And you could just get that without knowing. But the sex one with the Gardasil, whatever, that's your choice. You make a choice.
You know, all of us, according to the Constitution of the United States, we all have a choice, and that's why these statutory laws that allegedly mandate, that word mandate, is a fraud. They claim that it's mandatory, but in 48 states, you still have the Constitution behind you that says that you can elect for religious freedoms the right to exempt. If you go to tetrahedron.org, the vaccine folder in the article archives, the folder there gives you the top three articles, which one is a vaccine waiver exemption that demands your religious and or philosophical exemption that's available to you in California and Texas. But the mainstream media lies. Big Pharma and CDC, FDA lie. They want you to think that it's mandatory. So you have to rely on the truth, what's in the statutory law, which is a violation of constitutional law in these cases, and that the second and third articles are vitally important for asserting your religious exemptions. The second article is called What Jesus and Moses Would Say and Do About Vaccinations and Tuberculosis Skin Testing. And then the Third article is Vaccination, the Ungodly Practice. And we did your homework for you. We went into the Old and New Testament, and we selected the verses that have to do with God's law that supersedes man's law, particularly statutory law, and the overstepped authority of the health public health agencies. They overstep in their administrative rules. They overstep their actual statutory allowances. So you got to call them on it. But if you take God's law and you basically assert it with a staple it copies of those articles to your vaccination waiver,
good,
then you're going to educate the nurses and the schools and the doctors and the public health officials that there are still people in America that believe in God, God's law, and we're not going to take this anymore.
In India, by the way, they canceled the cervical cancer control vaccination program after four deaths and complications to 120 others. The United Kingdom launched an investigation after two girls died there. So it goes on and on and on, Len, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, again, you've got to look at the global cartel. I've worked with Sherry Kane. She's an investigative journalist and Fox News defector. She's done some marvelous work exposing the global drug ring that's really behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Rockefeller's at the seat of it. You got the Partnership for New York City that's intimately connected to the biotechnology trust that we're talking about. You look at the people who have been promoting Gardasil. You look at for the first one was Mortimer Zuckerman, from the editor and owner of U.S. News and World Report, intimately connected. One of the members, a heavy-duty member of the Partnership for New York City. You look at Rupert Murdoch's son, James Murdoch, director of SmithKline-Beecham, producer of the HPV vaccine along with Merck. You look at Merck. Well, you got Rupert Murdoch's family intimately connected to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. All these are major players with David Rockefeller's Partnership for New York City that is, in fact, linked also to the 9/11 disaster and the tragedy and the inside job of it. But, you know, that's, again, in a film called Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. Sherry Kane and I did an outstanding job turning the tables on Showtime that came to demonize and discredit me. And on for Oxy Silver, by the way, they were coming at me to target me, to discredit me and Oxy Silver. And we blew them out by telling the truth and showing who their bosses are, who their paymasters
are. Well, because most of these people, Len, don't do the research. They don't know what's behind it. They're not alternative medical practitioners. And, you know, they'll toe the company line. They'll take, you know, whatever's handed to them. So many doctors. I mean, you know, you're in medicine. You've been through the dental programs and everything else. You know what it's like for these marketeers. They come into most medical practitioners and say, here's my new product, start using it. And they do, don't they?
That's the advantage of big pharma and the mainstream media for mind manipulation. We're engaged in a medical culture. It's a cult. And if you look at the doctors, what you're talking about, it's a hazing process, virtually identical to every other cult, where you got sleep deprivation, peer pressure, authority figures breathing down your neck, high stress. You know, that kind of behavioral engineering is what is involved in the induction and the indoctrination of medical deities today.
Right, right.
And you know, it's a full-time job to keep up with what's really happening behind the scenes, who's pulling the political strings financially, and then, again, what are you going to do after you know?
Let's go to Julio on our Skype line in Chicago, Illinois. You're on with Dr. Len Horowitz. Julio, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
George, great show as always. Dr. Horowitz, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you. You just hit the nail on the head talking about the Mockingbird Media and, you know, how they're pretty much in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. My question to you is, you know, speaking of like Rick Perry and all these other politicians, Scott Brown out in California, or Jerry Brown in California, all these people are in bed with, you know, these pharmaceutical companies. How in the world can we continue to expose this fact and try to get past the Rubicon of the Mockingbird Media? You just mentioned, you know, James Murdoch in bed with Merck Pharmaceuticals, who Rick Perry's former chief of staff, in Texas was Merck's top lobbyist.
You can't get away from it.
Yeah, it seems like these pharmaceutical companies want to create, literal zombies in the world, and they're paying off the politicians.
Well, what you need, Julio, and let me tell you, let me answer part of that for Len. You need people like Dr. Len Horowitz who stick their neck out. Some of the times it's going to get chopped off, as he's been going through, but they keep moving ahead on and on and on. And I'm glad we have a platform, Len, for people like you who have the guts to say it the way you see it.
Yeah, thank God for you, George. You know, we've had long-time friendship, and I really honor what you do in the world, and I honor our friendship.
Let's go to Denise in Van Nuys, California. Denise, what's your question? Go ahead.
Hi, George. I want to say thank you so much for everything you do, George. And Len Horowitz, Dr. Horowitz, also, I appreciate what you do. But I just have a really quick question. I received a card in the mail from a lady named Jackie Lindebach, and she says she was married with you for 25 years.
And yeah, that's the sad story. You know, if you go to truot.com, you can read all about what happened. We were divorced in 2009. She left the company, and then suddenly...
Well, you don't have to get into your personal life.
Okay. Well, at any rate, you can read all about it. Also, go to liquiddentist.net. liquiddentist.net, and you can read what the battle that I've had bringing forward Liquid Dentist product that, again, is revolutionizing the whole, not just oral health industry, but also, like we've been talking about, the immunization vaccination industry. That the battles of Liquid Dentist Superhero really is just put up. It was just sent out today, as a matter of fact. It's just been posted. It's brand new. And it goes into how these agent provocateurs persuaded my ex-wife to literally dissolve our companies. I had our companies ruined. I had all sorts of horrible things happen because of the agents that we started attacking. Sherry Kane and I have both been heavily persecuted. There's Barbara Hartwell. There's Jenny Hatch. There's a half of the Jane Burgermeister. There's at least a half a dozen investigative journalists that we are that have been heavily attacked and infiltrated and have had everything from our companies to our families devastated.
Well, that's the only way they can attempt to bring you down. They can't beat you going against you word for word because you're going to clobber them. So they have to try to cut your legs off, and that's what they do.
That's what I just give it to the Creator constantly, and thank God everything is flowing. You know, it's a time also, a great time for instant karma going to get you. What goes around comes around. And what these people are putting out is just flying right back in their faces, and they shall not be victorious.
You were going to give me a toll-free number for the 528. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, the whole company, we're now operating via a different company. So it's healthyworldstore.com is still where you can support my work. You can actually partner with us and help us that way and help save lives by going to healthyworldaffiliates.com, signing up. We give you a free website. It's worth $10,000. It's like a turnkey partnership with us. And then there is Sherry Kane and I are advancing the healthyworldstore.com. There's a toll-free number. Now, if you call this number, don't be upset that there's a recording because this is a most advanced technology. We actually get your entire telephone number, and we get your entire voice mail on a text message. So we follow up every single call. So don't worry about it.
I'd rather do that than have to go to India to talk to somebody on a toll-free line. What's the number, Len?
It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. George, thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Len Horowitz. I had to call on my credit card a couple days ago, and it kicked me to India. You talk about a disaster. I'll be back in a moment. The Mysteries of the Crystal Skull, next on Coast to Coast AM.